Today on Rainbow Country, Toronto recording artist Shawnee, plus even more music from LGBT recording artists. Stay tuned for Gay Talk Radio Toronto Style, right here on Rainbow Country.
Hi, I'm Mayor John Tory, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Rainbow Country may use words or phrases not suitable for all audiences. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, we all have a story to tell. And it starts right here on this gay radio show. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we'll raise our pride. After all, we've come a long way since 1969 and the Stonewall riots to the legalization of same-sex marriage. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this continuing journey through Rainbow Country. CIUT 89.5 FM. This is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community. I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. A little bit about me. I am an LGBT content creator. I'm also a recording artist. So, let's get social. Let's get interactive on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. Let me know that you listen to the show, that you listen to Rainbow Country, that you listen to CIUT 89.5 FM. Honey, follow me, I'll follow you back. That's how it works, at least in my book. My email, do you want to be on the show? Do you want me to feature your music, play your music, that sort of thing? Get in touch, mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. And again, everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com, marktara.com. So, this is episode 58. On today's show, I am spotlighting two-spirited Toronto recording artist, Shawnee. She has a new single out, a new music video out for her single Warrior Heart. We'll hear and find out all about that track and so much more from Shawnee. Plus even more music from American recording artist Bob Katz. Sounds like fun, eh? So my friends, are you ready? Because this journey through Rainbow Country begins right now with Shawnee, Mirror Me.
Hi, this is Carol Pope on CIUT 89.5 FM.
We'll be right back. standing, staring, I'm facing the mirror. Tell me something that I
She has shared the stage with the likes of Sarah and Tegan, Lady Gaga. She's a two-spirited individual. She is Shawnee. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
So, Shawnee, you, I guess in 2015, performed at Dundas Square for what, Canada Day?
Yeah, I believe the last time I performed there was for Canada Day.
And that was with your band, I take it.
Yeah.
So what was that like for you?
I mean, I love Dundas Square. I've performed there a couple times. And it's nice because there's, like, you know, traffic, people walking by, and they stop to check out the music. So it's, like, you know, different people that might not ever hear my music, they, you know, kind of stop in and see what it's all about. So that's nice. I love. It's a great spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you played around the city a lot?
Yeah, but it's weird because mostly I play out of the city.
Okay.
It's interesting. But yeah, I usually get, I usually do like Toronto Pride and, you know, there's Dundas Square and a couple events and stuff like that and iNative Fest. And if there's anything going on, I'm, you know, usually there and supporting.
Cool. So... Shawnee, I understand that you were a Shania Twain impersonator at one point.
Yeah.
Going back?
Yeah. That was my first job.
I'm curious. Have you ever met Shania Twain?
No. I've been to her concert, though. I was obsessed with her when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I loved music, you know, ever since I was a little kid, and I just wanted to be a part of music, and that was kind of how it happened. I was singing a Shania Twain song, and at this, like, awkward pageant I was a part of. And the one thing I could do at this pageant was, you know, perform. So someone had, like, this little company of, Lunette the Clown and impersonators. And so anyways, I was like 11 or 12 and started performing as a Shania Twain impersonator, like local mm-hmm. events and stuff like that. So yeah, that's story.
Is that part of your career that you tend to, let's forget about that, Mark. We don't need to go back that far.
Well, the funniest part about it is I looked nothing like her. Like,
oh, really?
I think mostly it was...
What? Did you sound like her?
I sounded like her.
Wow.
I think that's what it was.
Okay.
But I was 12. I had brown hair, but that was about it. So it was funny.
So how would you describe your music, Shawnee? Because you have a powerful voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the style of music, what style would you describe it as?
It's like, it's forever changing the way, you know, I kind of grow into myself. You know, I started off obviously doing country, and I swore that's what I was going to do. I was singing country music, and it kind of came naturally. And then I think I got like that power in my voice from singing in a rock band. I would like sing AC/DC, Led Zeppelin cover rock band.
Wow.
To make money in bars back in my hometown. And then when I started writing music, it was like kind of folky. I was doing that naturally. And then it went into like this pop world. And that was just based on kind of who I surrounded myself with.
Right.
The team that I had, it was like, you know, pop, do pop, do pop. So my music was written as folk and kind of got... formed into pop music.
Is that something that you wanted innately? Or do you find that that was something that the producers wanted?
Naturally, I like elements of pop because pop's great, but I just felt like there was something missing. Like, I needed more heart, more soul.
Right.
And that comes with, you know, like, instruments that you don't really see in pop music. So, you know, I've been developing over the years, but what really inspires me is, you know, blues and soul and kind of that old school.
Right.
So it's really changing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, still coming into my own, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's like life, you know?
I think so, yeah.
We keep growing, we keep evolving until we're dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we start decaying.
Yeah. Shit.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, I try. So do you come from a musical family?
Okay, if you ask them, they will say yes.
Okay.
But
what are you insinuating, Shawnee?
Well, they enjoy music. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
You know, we have guitars in the house, and I grew up like that. You know, like I have my dad's guitar now. There was always music in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, my dad, I don't know a lot about my dad. What I do know is that he was, you know, enjoyed coming up with like lyrics, and I remember that about him, like he would come up with lyrics and stuff like that. And so I think that maybe it might come from there. I'm not too sure, but
right. So in terms of your songwriting process, Shawnee, how do you approach songwriting? Do you tend to get the lyrics first, a melody comes to you, you're walking down the street and, you know, something, you know, inspires you? How do you tend to write your material?
I think it's always different, but you know, normally I'm inspired by something and I come up with a line and then I think of how I might want that to sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start with an instrument and is it heavy? Am I going to use a drum or is it softer? Am I going to use a piano?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it a little bit of old school? Am I going to start with the organ?
Right.
And then I start as when I have this kind of the spirit of the song, I'd call it. I come up with the lyrics and the story.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. This is going to sound really weird, but I get a lot of ideas in the shower.
Yeah.
I'm taking a shower, you know, washing my hair, all that sort of stuff, and that takes a while.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of ideas, whether it's, you know, musical ideas, lyric ideas, or just ideas for things to do. So is there, do you have that sort of a thing in terms of, not necessarily in the shower, but maybe Michael Jackson would go up on a tree, and he called it his, like, meditating tree or something, and he would get, like, song ideas, inspiration up there. How do you tend to get inspired? Like, do you, like, meditate, that sort of thing? Do you turn inward, that sort of thing? What inspires you? How do you tend to get inspired, let's say?
Naturally, I think I'm pretty, let's call it an expressive person.
Okay.
I think I have a lot of emotion kind of with everything that I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it just comes, you know, like I'm inspired by my own experiences and I'm forever trying to figure that out and, you know, come to terms with some stuff. And so that's there. And then I get inspired by life and, you know, what's going on in the news and, you know, like just crap in the world that's mm-hmm. not right. And so I feel like I always have something to say. There's always something to think about. There's always something to write about.
Right.
There's like, I'm not even halfway there yet. There's just so much. My next album is, my goal is to really come to terms with kind of my upbringing and which I've never really done before.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, there's just a lot that I have to say still. So it's not really short of that yet.
Did you want to share any of that? Do you feel comfortable talking about aspects of growing up?
Well, I'm getting there. I mean,
you mentioned that you didn't really know your father very well.
Yeah, well, he passed away when I was 10.
Okay.
You know, before that, I remember kind of a healthy home and environment. And then after that point, things kind of got a little shaky.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I left home at a very early age, and at home was a bit of a struggle. I struggled with things like depression and, you know, and at times it was pretty fierce.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I picked up music. Like, it was the one thing, you know, I felt like I wasn't fitting in my hometown. I wasn't fitting in at school. I wasn't really connecting with people the way I knew I could. Music was kind of that escape for me. Writing,
mm-hmm.
was a way for me to kind of express and acknowledge,
and release
mm-hmm.
a lot of emotions, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember this one time I broke up with this guy and I went home. And I wrote the song in like 5 minutes called "What Would You Do If I Told You That I Was Falling in Love with You? What would you do? Would you cry? Would you stay? Would you turn away? What would you do?" And I'm like, I'm sitting at the keyboard bawling my eyes out writing this song like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So music can definitely be powerful and it can definitely be a way for us to release and for, you know, people listening, for them to be able to release what they're feeling as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful thing, music.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Tim Arnold and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Rainbow country,
at the beginning of the interview, I mentioned that you'd shared the stage with the likes of Sarah Teagan. You've also shared the stage with Roxette, Glass Tiger. I mentioned Lady Gaga. MTV named you top gender-bending artist as a two-spirited person in music. So how does that make you feel?
I didn't even know that was coming. That just got, like, emailed to me when mm-hmm. it happened. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? Is this for real? Like, it was a shock.
And it was for real.
It was for real. Yeah. It was really cool.
That was a cool moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So talk to me about being on stage with Lady Gaga. What was that like for you?
Yeah, so that happened at New York Pride, and she kind of surprised everyone. And I knew it was happening only because I was backstage. I was getting ready to perform, mm-hmm. and they had told me, Shawnee, we're going to have to cut your set because Lady Gaga is coming, but nobody knows yet. So there's, like, thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
There, you know, to celebrate diversity, and nobody knew. So there's already, like, a good vibe and, you know, going on, and that just kind of lit everyone up as soon as she showed up. Mm-hmm. So my set did get cut, but it was well worth it. She kind of stuck around. She watched after she did her part with her team and mm-hmm. I think her dad and her mom was there. So that was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So going back, we were talking about in the first segment, we were talking about your upbringing, your family, that sort of thing. And let's talk about your heritage, your background.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe it?
I grew up not knowing about my, you know, true blood and my family's history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once I wore my hair in braids to school one day. It was in high school, actually. And someone's like, you look Native. Ha, 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 you're Native. Like, Pocahontas thing.
Right.
And that was the first time I kind of looked at myself and went, whoa, yeah, I guess, I mean.
So up until then, you
didn't
know?
No idea.
Okay.
It's not something we talked about. It's not
right.
something we kind of acknowledged. And only because, you know, my family has gone through their hardships with, you know, their past.
Mm.
And so their culture was lost. And at that point, as a family, we started to reclaim our culture as Aboriginal Indigenous people.
Okay.
I went to my first powwow. I went to my first sweat lodge. And eventually I heard I came out somewhere along the way, I came out as lesbian. That made sense to me. And then as I started to learn more about my culture, the word two-spirit spoke to me more mm-hmm. than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was my people, because it was, there's less restriction on you as a two-spirit person. It's less about your sexuality and more about who you are
right.
as a person. So
So when I did an interview a few months back with two lesbian women, and one's an author and the other one was a friend of hers, and they were both Aboriginal. And one of them said that the term two-spirited for her meant that, and the way that she sees it, is it's something that's blessed upon them by the elders.
Yeah.
And so the term two-spirited to you, what does that mean for you, Shawnee?
You mean they got, like, it, that's where they...
Yeah, like...
Interesting.
Yeah, like, that's something that's blessed upon you, and that's the way that she was. She
thought. Oh, it's a blessing. You mean
exactly.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That is what I've learned. Historically, it was a gift to have two spirits.
Mm-hmm.
It made you
because you're a combination of both male and female energies, right?
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, and you had that awareness mm-hmm. of. both kind of energies. Mm-hmm. And that's what speaks to me about it. That's kind of, for me, that's what I feel. And not even knowing, when I first kind of heard of Two-Spirit, I'm still learning along with everyone else, like, what does that mean? Where did it come from? Mm-hmm. But more than anything, it just resonates in my heart. So it drives me to figure out more and know more about, you know, who I am and where my people come from.
Mm-hmm. So is it important for you to incorporate, or do you think it's going to be important for you to incorporate your background, your heritage in your music, in your stage performing? Is that going to be something that's going to be important for you, you think?
Yeah, now more than ever, it's important for me to, when it comes to my art, incorporate every aspect of who I am, and not just the good parts and not just the positive parts and, right. You know, the light. Nice to look at parts. It's the nitty-gritty stuff too that has shaped me as a person, you know, and that goes back to where I've come from and, you know, the hardships that I've had to deal with and cope with, and that's made me exactly who I am today. So more than ever now, it's more important than anything for me to acknowledge that and use that in my art and to express that in my art.
Mm-hmm. Well said. So on that well said note, Shawnee, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, Toronto. It's party time, and I'm Julie Lee.
I'm DJ Dallas.
You're listening to CIUT
89.5 FM.
So, Shawnee, I understand that a few years ago, actually in the last segment, you were mentioning that you came out as lesbian. And you came out to your family. How did that go for you?
Okay.
Feel free to be, feel free to say anything that you'd like, even if it's a four-letter word.
They don't love me saying it, but I mean, it's the truth is, you know, I have my mom in my life, I have my brother in my life, I have my sister in my life, and the rest is history. You know, that's kind of the only way to put it. I don't need to say anything that, you know, is negative, but mm-hmm. those are the people in my life. So
your core family.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So the rest, you know, the rest, I guess it was harder for them to kind of come to terms with, and that's fine. I can't really understand.
You think it would be the opposite way? You think, you know, your core family may have issues, but the other people around may not.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, part of your core family, Shawnee, is I understand that you're married and have been for a number of years, what, 9 years?
Yeah, 8 years.
8 years to Joe?
Yes.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
How
she
are
loves
you?
This right
I'm
now.
I'm great.
She's like lit up right now.
It's very exciting.
Are you lit?
Yes.
Ooh, girl.
Give her a microphone. She's like, whoa.
It's fantastic. I emceed a wedding once. I never wanted to put it down.
Well, are you ready to spill some tea there, girl?
Sure.
Watch your mouth.
I'm ready.
No, I'm just kidding.
So what? Give us the tea on Shawnee. What's she really like? Super talented.
Super talented. There's no question about that. I think most people would get this from her because that's what draws most people to her music is the fact that her heart is right there at all times. And again, whether she has to bring drama to the table, she has to bring love to the table, she has to bring anger, whatever she has to bring to the table, she does. And mm-hmm. people respond to that. And I've never known a more honest person with herself and with the people around her mm-hmm. Than she is with how she feels and what she does. And it really is inspiring. The rest of us kind of walk around trying to be careful over here, not say too much over here,
right.
And, you know, always be aware, rather than just being honest with who we are, putting it on the table and feeling that, it's almost liberating to be around her in times. It makes me stronger, makes me able to do, you know, a little bit more, feel a little bit more, express that.
So what's it like for you being involved with someone who is an artist?
Be honest. I'm okay with you being
honest. I carry
honest.
A lot of stuff. I dress like I'm a musician, so a lot of people mistake me. They're, oh, are you the drummer? Or are you like, oh, God, put me nowhere near a stage. Ever. But because it really is. I mean, she's honest about it in the sense that the emotion is right here, is right at the top at all times. Whereas I'm a teacher by trade. I try to keep, I'm pretty mellow, balanced. I don't have a lot of fluctuations, and I don't need to draw upon that. Whereas Shawnee has a wide variety of emotion that can be expressed at any given moment.
Right.
But again, it's such a nice balance for me, even though at some points, you know, it can be jarring. It can be exciting. It can be, you know, a little bit stressful.
How did you guys meet?
The friend. Just through a friend.
A mutual friend. Standing outside of Slacks, actually.
Oh. Okay.
I told her, you know, there's a little bit of an age difference, and she introduced me, and then she told me how old she was, and she fibbed. She actually added 4 years to her age, and I said, listen, keep her away. Like, I can't. That she's too young. That's silly. Like, go away over there. And we just kept bumping into each other, and we eventually went out together, and then I found out she was 4 years younger when we were going out, and it was just over. But I'm like, you're what? But then it was just over by then. I was hooked. So she was out for like 10 minutes, and I scooped her up, proposed, married her. That's the way you have to play it.
So you proposed?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Scariest. And I knew, it's not like we didn't talk about marriage. I knew she was going to say yes, but she thought at some point I was actually breaking up with her. That's how horrifically nervous I was of that process.
Wow.
She's like, is everything okay? And I'm like, no, I'm just going to pass out from sheer panic.
You know, it's interesting that in 2017, here we are, you know, three individuals. We're, you know, we're all gay or lesbian, all that sort of stuff. And we can actually talk about being married.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome.
It's really
awesome. That's kind of awesome, you know?
It's really, really cool.
So, Shawnee, what's coming up for you in the next little while with you and your music?
I'm writing a lot. Thanks for that, by the way. Joe.
Thanks for what?
No, it's a genuine thank you.
Oh, no problem.
I'm writing a lot. It's like every single day. I have something to say, something to write about. I go to bed and I'm like, that and this, and then I make a note, and then the next day I'm writing again. But right now I'm working on something called the Warrior Heart Project, and it speaks to the suicide crisis that's going on with young people living in kind of remote reserve lands in Canada. So I think, because it's such remote areas, it's harder for them to access, you know, things that we take advantage of, especially here in Toronto. There's so much, there's places for you to go to get help.
Yeah.
And even if there aren't, we all have our struggles. But the suicide crisis in Canada is real. I wrote a song called Warrior Heart, and I recorded that song. And then I'd like to do some community work and get out there and meet these kids and find out what we can do to help.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because it speaks to me more than anything. I remember what that feels like, you know, to feel like there's nothing in the world for you, especially at such a young age. You don't know yet that there's more beyond what you can see in the moment.
I know. It's hard.
So, yeah. So I just want to meet anybody that has that heartache and say, like, I know exactly this feeling, and it is okay. So get there together somehow.
Warrior Heart?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what's your website?
ShawneeMusic.com. Mm-hmm. And then it has videos that I've done and past music that I've done, all the social media links.
And there's
stuff
a clip
like
of Warrior Heart on there, isn't there?
There's Mirror Me is the video that's up there.
Right.
There's a tiny little like background vocal clip that gives you the slightest idea of what it's going to sound like.
Right.
Yeah.
And are you on social media? Or is
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the time. Every day, all day.
So what's your Twitter handle?
Shawnee Music.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Instagram, which is This Is Shawnee. And then I love Snapchat, which is Shawnee Tribe.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Shawnee, Joe, thank you both for
thank
being
you.
On the show.
Thank you.
Young blood, are you all right? I know the cry. Oh, your wicked scars that break your heart, broken down and beat and tired when breathing's are silent.
Community announcements.
Saturday, July 29th, Relentless Entertainment presents Drag Divas Live, featuring the live vocals of Toronto's very own Amanda Roberts, Toronto's number one Stevie Nicks impersonator, Crystal Visions, and drag recording artist Jade Electra at the 120 Diner located at 120 Church Street. Seating begins at 6 p.m., showtime at 6:30. $10 tickets in advance or $15 at the door.
And welcome back. You're listening to CIUT's gay radio show, Rainbow Country, and I'm your little gay host, I'm Mark Tara. How you doing? Doing all right? I'm doing all right, you know? I'm getting along. I'm getting by. So that was my spotlight on Toronto recording artist, two-spirited individual, Shawnee. Check out her new record, Warrior Heart. Check out the Warrior Heart project, and check out her new music video for Warrior Heart on YouTube. Check it all out. It's all good. So let's kind of change gears here, and let's feature an American recording artist who I think is feeling a little bit hungry. I think he might be feeling like he's in the mood for a sandwich. I wonder what I mean.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Attention.
You've never a drunk ass teacher with the tenure. You don't have to like me, I don't care if I offend ya. You don't have to keep your money in your socks so you can get home when they threaten you with Glocks. You don't have to suck at Parsons Boulevard Station. You don't have to escape by faking mental retardation. You don't have your friends all died from AIDS. Don't tell me no shit about the good old days. You didn't have the sister with the life turned to wreckage, referenced by Grandmaster Flash in the message. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took it to the doctor, sewed her arm on again. You didn't hear about it on Channel 11, that skull and crossbones made quite an impression. No one told me what was going on, I followed it on TV all alone. Didn't know if my sister was gonna live, and I was just a fucking kid. You didn't have to go to school the next day, everybody pointing why he here, like I had to say. None of my teachers asked how I was doing, all I got was how come your grades aren't improving. You didn't get no threats from NBC's gay press, been exclusive for my parents, so he depressed them. Media sharks feeding frenzy gone wild, and all my father say to me is how dare you smile. Motherfucker, I was still just a child. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. And don't tell me no shit about the good old days. You come to New York, like 5 years ago. Wall Street money, daddy's credit card in tow. Buying big apartments, the Gucci garments. You're paying in cash, but without the installments. Talk like you've been here from the beginning. I miss the old Times Square. It was so real. What the hell do you know? All you're doing is winning. We was kicking it old school. Sorry I hate to call you ridiculous, but just cause you read Patti Smith don't make you indigenous. So you wanna know what it was really like? Wanna get a good whiff of that garbage strike? Let me take your ass back to them good old days. You didn't have to walk in the middle of the street to stare at the latest racial beef. You didn't get made to feel like a fool when that lady from Yale said, we don't take people from your school. You didn't have the teacher with a gun to the head. You didn't have the same textbook say blink in red. You didn't have your arm broke by punks during recess because you're short, fat, faggot, you boy, Caucasian reject. So there you have it. There's my dossier that fucks me up till this day. So just don't tell me it was only a phase. And don't tell me no shit about the good old days. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like the jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. How could you say that? I guess this is payback. Fuck you, world.
This rump's was squeezing so tight, I can't exhale. A woman crossed the aisle, started screaming in Spanish. Dios mío, it's a marriage in a butt sandwich. I was really embarrassed, so I turned to the preacher. He said, let Jesus be your teacher. I said, he may be God's son, but he'd still be a burger in a hot cross bun.
Thank you.
Here's Ashley McIsaac, Hubert's story. CIUT's gay radio show, Rainbow Country, and in that musical set, first off, we heard American recording artist Bob Katz from, I believe Bob is from New York City. I do believe we heard two tracks, The Good Old Days, and we also heard Caught in a Butt Sandwich. Caught in a Butt Sandwich. Mm-hmm. And just now we heard great Canadian talent Ashley McIsaac off of his current record, Fiddler FLDR. That is Hubert's story. Don't forget, get social, get interactive on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook at Mark Tara Music. Get in touch with me via email, mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. And again, everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com. Can you imagine? July is almost over. This is my last episode in July. I think so. Yes, it is. Next week, most of August will be all music, all LGBT recording artists from around the world. That's right. Starting next episode. Finally, I want to take this time to thank you for taking your time to be with me over 58 episodes. Yay! Remember, we live in days of making dreams come true. So believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Segato, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.